tuned in.
Well, good morning and welcome to all who've gathered in God's house in this first Sunday of 2026. How quickly the years fly by. I wish you all a happy new year, and we trust that God's Spirit will be here with us as we celebrate this morning, as we worship Him, as we praise Him, as we're reminded that we are forever people, and that gives us a new perspective on how to live and how to celebrate. If you're visiting with us today, we're glad you're here. We welcome you. We hope you feel warmth and hospitality, feel blessed through the service. We invite you to stay after the service for coffee and cookies. It's right through those doors in the narthex. So this Sunday, we're back upstairs, in case some of you wandered downstairs and said, hey, there's nothing here. On the way to the coffee and cookies, there's also a little shelf off the wall with a guest book. And if you'd be kind enough, if you're visiting, if this is your first time visiting, if you'd be kind enough to sign that, we would really appreciate that. Name, address, phone number, just really, really helpful. And then we say good morning to all those who join us via other means, and first through Jethro Radio. We're so thankful for Jethro Radio and being able to reach out that way. And then others over the internet, jethro.fm. And then we're on YouTube, and so you can watch us. Last Sunday morning, I got to participate in that way, and that is a real blessing. And then other people still get the CDs. And so lots of ways to reach out and to share the good news of who Jesus is. We're thankful for each one of them. And just a couple of other announcements, and that is that we want to thank Kathy and Linda for the Mitten Tree deal, but also for all the other people who donated and participated in that. And I did the quick math, and there was 332 items. So that's a lot of people whose lives were blessed through those mittens and hats and scarves and all that stuff. So thank you to Kathy and Linda, but thank you to all of you too who participated and donated. And then I always feel sad when the decorations come down. That's in at church, and that's also at home. I got Beth to where she leaves them up now to the end of January. We kind of worked that out. But thank everybody who participated in putting it up and taking it down, and then participating in different ways with the Advent candle, the lighting of the candles, the readings, the singing around the choir, around the piano for Christmas morning, and just different things that happen during the Advent season and the celebration of Christ's birth. And that truly is a celebration. So that was also a real joyous time. And then read the bulletin about this T-coil or this hearing loop, whatever you want to call it. But if you've got a hearing aid, this should be for your benefit. And if you don't, there's also some other thing that you can kind of wear around your neck during the service. And if you need one of them, just talk to Scott Diekman. Scott's our sound man. He's right in the back corner there. So any questions, just check that out with Scott. And then Sunday school resumes this week, 11 o'clock, right here along that part of the sanctuary. Pastor Harvey will continue telling us about creation and evolution, and just answer lots of questions that you might have. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the human body, so I think it'll be pretty interesting. And then tomorrow at 1 p.m., Wes Decker will start his Bible study again, which is 1 o'clock, and we meet in the choir practice room, so it's right across from where I'm standing. And that's at 1 o'clock, and Wes is going to do a study on the gospel according to John. And that's for men and women, so you're most welcome to come for a time of Bible study. Our call to worship is a word of assurance from the God that we are here to worship, a reminder that as it always has been, as it always will be, and even as it is now, our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Let's stand to worship this God by singing from number 139, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
inviting Marsh and I to sing this morning, and I especially want to thank Scott for doing the sound. He does an awesome job, and thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Oh, what glory awaits me in heaven's bright city. When I get there, such sights I'll behold. A million scenes of rare beauty will demand that I view them. Still Jesus will outshine them all.
Mansions
will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunions on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing. Happy faces all glowing. Land of splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. Still Jesus will outshine it all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunions on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Yes, Jesus will outshine them all.
Memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred scenes unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Father, loving mother, fly across the lonely years. And old home scenes of my childhood in fond memory appear. Stillness of the midnight echoes from the past I hear. Old time singing, gladness bringing from that lovely land. somewhere. As I travel on life's pathway, know not what the years may hold. As I ponder, hope grows fonder, precious memories flood my soul. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you, Marcia, and songs fitting it. One more round of applause. Yeah. Just wonderful songs any time of the year, but very fitting on the first Sunday of the year, too. And to know that no matter what we think about heaven, Jesus will outshine it all. There'll be nothing that compares to meeting him and seeing him face to face. And of course, the precious memories, that always touches our hearts in a wonderful way. As we come before our Heavenly Father with a congregational prayer, I just want to share a couple of family updates. And the first one is, I got a call from Debbie Miller this morning, and Rick's mom, Donna. We've been praying for her, and she went on to hospice care. She passed away this morning. And so we want to celebrate her going home, but remember Rick and Debbie and that entire family in this time of sadness, of saying goodbye to one they love dearly in their family circle. And obviously all arrangements are pending. And then, kind of dwelling on the obvious, but you know it's cold and flu season. And just want to encourage you to use good judgment. Okay, because we're kind of a vulnerable group just because of our age. So if you're dealing with a lot of symptoms or wondering like, oh, should I go, shouldn't I go? It might be better to say, I'll just take a week off. I can join via Jethro Radio, I can do it via YouTube, I can later get a CD. But we want to be sensitive to one another too, that if we're carrying stuff, we don't want to be contagious to one another. So just think of it as an act of kindness to brothers and sisters in Christ. And just encourage you to think about that in the coming months. We're probably not quite done with this yet. Let's come before our God with our congregational prayer. Eternal and loving Heavenly Father, we stand with eager anticipation and some fear and trepidation at the start of a new year. It seems odd that you already know exactly what the year holds, as if it was already past. You could speak of it as it was in the past tense. It's also in that knowledge that we take courage and get strength, because you are the one who walks with us, so we have a secure guide through the entire year. Gracious God, you created time, even though you're not bound by it. You created the world in all its beauty. You created us in your image and restored us in Christ through the forgiveness of sins. May we never be too prideful to avoid seeking your cleansing. So we request that you in your mercy forgive us our sins, so we can be relieved of the burden of sin that weighs us down and experience the newness, the freedom that we can have in Christ and in Christ alone. As you forgive us, move our hearts in such a way that we want to be forgiving to others. As you love us, teach us how to love one another. Create in us a desire to make this a year where we love you more, where we serve you more, and where we enjoy you more. And Father, may we live with the additional gratitude of just knowing we are forever people. We are forever people because of who you are. Would you bless our corporate time together as we glorify you? Keep us faithful in our worship attendance over the year. May this always be a priority to come and be together with brothers and sisters in Christ to lift up your name and to sing your praises. To that end, we also want to pray for all those for whom this is not a reality, that you are the Lord and God, that you are a Savior and Redeemer, that this first Sunday of 2026 is just another day. Father, our prayer is that your Spirit would touch hearts, make hearts soft, would just penetrate hearts in such a way that they have no choice but to respond to your grace, the grace that only you can offer. We pray for all those of physical needs, and we've already mentioned about the colds and the flus in this season of the year. We just pray for all those who are dealing with that stuff. We do pray that you give us a good spirit of discernment in knowing how to navigate the weeks and months ahead. And then we pray for specific needs. We pray for Julie Amon as she starts her immunotherapy this Wednesday. And Father, we also pray that you will just bless those treatments and they will have the desired outcome. We want to remember in prayer Tom Beatty. We're grateful he can be here with us this morning. For Ron Engels, Ron and Jenny Benedict, Judy Winalda, Betty Holmes, Arvilla DeVries, Brian Herwire, Bob Dickerson, Elaine Ikes, Lorraine Strading, Jim Verstrat. So thankful to see Jim with us this morning. Tom Noble, Robert DeYoung, Kathy Misiak, Brenda Van Beek, and Carl Alquist. And thank you, Father, that Terry Gruders responded quite quickly to treatments and that he was able to come home and continue recovering at home. And then we know on the threshold of a new week, there's always things on the schedule. People have things scheduled for different procedures. Others have consultations. Others are going to be going over things to make decisions, what has to be done next. All of these situations, will you be present? Will you walk with them? Will you give them comfort? Will your presence give strength? And Father, we know you, the Creator, also the great physician. And so we pray that all this might also have favorable outcomes. And we pray for the family members who are also affected by all of this, the ones who stand beside. Will you also strengthen them and give them what they stand in need of? We pray, Father, for Ron Lanke and Phyllis Blodgett as they are either in a homebound or in assisted living. We pray for Larry Rudnick and Barb Eish, both dealing with chronic conditions. We pray for others dealing with emotional needs, be it depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, dementia, confusion in situations, things that just feel overwhelming. And Father, sometimes it's just a stage of life. The limitations that come with becoming elderly and how that changes everything. And I just pray for lots of grace in dealing with that. And sometimes that also brings a real sense of loneliness and not being able to participate in many social activities. We pray for relationships. And Father, we know that there's always lots of challenges in relationships. We thank you for them. And our prayer is that you would help us and to help us do them well. We pray for those in hospice care, Mel Vanderwest and Don Winalda. I ask for your grace for them as well as their family members. And we want to remember those who are grieving. And this morning we pray for Rick and Debbie Miller and the whole Miller family as you've called Donna home. We're also grateful to know that she is a believer, she belonged to you, and that she has now entered into your presence. So we celebrate that too. We do not grieve as those that don't have hope. But in saying goodbye, there's still pain. And so we ask for your comfort, and we ask for your strength, and that you will be the hope within them. Father, we pray for our nation, our leaders, the people in uniform, and then we think of all the developments on the world stage. With so much global unrest, we pray for people who always live in areas of turmoil, conflict, and persecution. We pray for peace between the Ukraine and Russia. And then we think of these developments in Venezuela and how that plays out. We know that you're a God who sets up leaders and you take them down. And Lord, we just come to you and we pray for wisdom. We pray for your leading, your guidance. And how must grieve your heart to see a world that when you created it, you looked at it and said, and it is good. And what we have done to it. We look forward to that day when you will rule in all your fullness as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And Father, we also know the local church. The message of Jesus is the hope of the world. And so we ask that you remember the new houses serving in Bahrain. We thank you for the Vlassens, the Bruxfords, the Jensens. We ask your blessing on the Voice of the Martyrs, the Wyoming Family Network, UCOM, the Gideons, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Alpha, Right to Life, Forgotten Man Ministries, Words of Hope, New Creations, Prison Ministries, Crossroads. And Father, this is just a few of people that really are on the front lines. Many people that work in the trenches. Thank you that we can support them in different ways, through encouragement, through notes, through financial giving, through volunteering, participating in. Help us to see opportunities and all ways to work in your vineyard. As we open your word together, will you touch our hearts in an extraordinary way this morning? May we have new joy and awareness that we are forever people. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's continue worshiping our amazing God by standing to sing number 686. And somebody asked me, are we going to sing all six verses? And I said, yeah, because if you look at them, they're really short. It's just like what we just sang, Great is Your Faithfulness. That was three verses. It's the same length.
Thank you.
You may be seated. You know, that song is based on Psalm 90, the only one Moses wrote. And when that song was picked, I thought I was preaching on Psalm 90, so it was most fitting. And it's still fitting because it fits right in with who God is from ages past and years to come. But things sometimes change in the making. So, dear congregation, you have probably heard it's a new year. Your car is worth about $2,000 less than it was. Your clothes are last year's fashion. Everything you have is now outdated, last year's model. You're all older and you're closer to your death. Enjoy. Happy New Year. 2025 is in the books. Never to return. And a year ago, at the threshold of 2025, we thought, whoa, that's a long time. And here we are, 2026. And isn't it crazy when you're at the traffic light, 1 minute seems like eternity? And a year flies by like rocket speed. The passing of time, so fast, so slow, really an enigma, time and life. A mysterious combination. And I remember when I was a kid, those old people would tell me, oh, wait till you're our age, see how fast time goes. And I figured out they weren't lying. One generation becomes the next. Life is hard. Things often don't go the way that you thought they would. Relationships are difficult to sustain. You worry about the economy. You worry about retirement. You get old. Your health gets worse. Your friends die. Then you die. It's gloomy. It's depressing. So based on what I just shared, expect a pretty tough year in 2026. And remember, you yourself are closer to your death than you were yesterday. And if you don't believe me, there's 11 people in our congregation that started last year with us, 2025, that aren't here today. That's a reality we always deal with. Someone once said we all have a common fear. It's the fear of death. Many of us are not ready, so we try not to think about it. We keep our minds busy with the pressures and the pleasures of daily life. And as a society, we're trying to avoid death more and more by not dealing with it. You notice there's fewer and fewer funeral services. And lots of times they get postponed. Oh, we'll wait down the road a little bit, and then we'll do a celebration of life. We get down the road. It never happens. Fewer burials, more cremations, lots of folks, no service at all, no tribute to a life that has ended. We try to avoid it, but we can't escape it. And the Bible is real clear, always warning us, be prepared to meet your Maker. But for all of us, denial runs pretty deep. And so jump with me here. Watching the ball getting ready to drop in Times Square, New Year's Eve, people were pretty excited. Especially as the music came on from John Lennon's song, Imagine. And I say it was performed once again because it's been performed since 2005. People were excited. People were singing along. People were dancing with it and seemed really, really happy to hear this song. And as I listened to it, I thought, I need to look this thing up. It's truly a pagan song, and here are some of the words. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. There's more, but that's enough. These lyrics illustrate things that people try to build their hope on. And then when I read the lyrics, it's basically a communist manifesto. And I can see why people get depressed as they face a new year with these thoughts, wondering, what will the new year hold? Will I survive? What if I don't? What's my hope? Who won't be with us January 2027? Pretty gloomy. So, dear people of God, I have great news for you this morning. This stuff I just shared with you, that's not for us. That is not our message. Here's our message. Our message is we are forever people. We don't live in this gloom. We don't live in this despair. I shouldn't go there. It reminds me of hee-haw, gloom, despair, agony on me. Never mind. We are forever people. We believe that there's a creator who knows us by name. We believe that he's revealed himself to us through his son, Jesus Christ. We believe that he has given us the scriptures, holy inspired scriptures, to tell us what the truth is, not just a theory. We believe there is a heaven. We believe there is a hell. We believe there is a life after this one. We believe that we have an earthly expiration date, but we do not have an eternal expiration date. We are forever people. Translated, we will truly never die. To know this is to have the heart of wisdom based on God's own word. The heart of wisdom based on God's word. Now, our relationship with God is the only thing that makes life and eternity possible and meaningful. Our relationship with God, that is why that is so critical. That's the complete kingpin. Now, the Bible at times, it hints at things related to timelessness. And other times, it clearly emphasizes that we are forever people. That God has set eternity in our hearts. And that's an amazing concept when you think about it, because it says God has set eternity in our hearts, and really no one is immune to that. And I get this from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. That's the end of that verse. This explains why death is so hard for us. See, eternity is in our hearts. And I say that this is in everybody's heart because everybody really wants to have a type of eternal life. You know, some of the early explorers that discovered Florida, or when they found it, they thought that that was the fountain of youth was there. Because that's what they were looking for, the fountain of youth. And you know, we have all kinds of magic pills, right? And plastic surgery and all of that stuff. What? To stay young. Because we all want to escape death. We want to live forever. And you know, currently there's people that had themselves frozen before they died because they were dealing with certain things. And now they're waiting. I hope they have people that they can trust who are monitoring this so that whatever they were dealing with, when the cures for that is found, they'll unthaw these people and then give them treatment so they can keep living. I'm not making this up. This is for real. Because people don't want to die. They don't want to die. Death is not and never will be natural. We got to accept that. Death is not and never will be natural. And the reason for that is, in Genesis 1, we were not created to die. And that's why it is never, ever natural. We will always grieve. We will always miss the loved ones who have gone on. We always want one more day, one more visit, one more hug, one more handshake. Because we are forever people. We need to understand that eternity isn't something out there. Our eternity starts with conception. Think about that for a minute, and maybe you have already. Our eternity starts with conception. To think that we are eternal beings versus those who think that this life is all there is. To realize that we are eternal beings changes our whole perspective on how to live. It's really our eternal destiny that defines who we are and how we live and walk through life. 2026, we welcomed in a new year. It is a big deal. We do celebrate it. It's a milestone. It's a marking. But it only helps us mark time on earth. We are part of something so much bigger and so much better. Therefore, it always comes back to this. The importance of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior is huge. Why do I say that? Because every person has an eternity. Every person has an eternity. But those who reject Jesus, and this is an awful thought, it should give you chills. It gives me chills when I think about it. Those who reject Jesus will spend a Christless eternity. Also, a time of separation from God that also will never end. I can't fathom that, but it makes me cold to think that some people will experience that. As a believer, if you are experiencing the abundant life Christ promises as you walk with him in this world, think what eternity will be like in his presence. That's why I love the song you picked that Jesus will outshine it all. It's like, yes, there is nothing that is going to top that. I sometimes feel a little bit sad when people who are getting ready to die say, oh, I can hardly wait to get to heaven because I want to see my husband and my wife, I want to see my children. I'm not negating that, okay? I'm not saying that's not important. But the most important thing is when you get to heaven is that you will see Jesus. And nothing tops that. And it's because of him that you are there. So always keep those perspectives straight. Even when you share that with other people, say, the first thing I'm excited about is I will see my Lord and Savior. Then, yes, I'll see other loved ones. God is a relational God. That's part of it. But primarily, we want to go to that we will see Jesus, the one who got us there. Think what eternity will be like in his presence. So this is where the Christian song, By Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine, is much more credible and has substance that John Lennon's cannot compare to. And here's a few of their lyrics, and these lyrics are filled of hope and awe and wonder. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah, or will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Now that's something to look forward to. That's something that gives hope and anticipation. Now we are forever people. And that's actually referenced quite frequently in the Bible. And once God creates us, we are going to last forever. And so the psalm I ended up with is Psalm 23, and I invite you to turn there with me now. Better read it before some of you think he's never going to get to the scripture. Page 787, Psalm 23. Hear the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the paths, the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. You're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's a couple of things I just want to highlight out of that psalm. It's a beautiful psalm. It's one of the favorites. It touches our hearts and sustains us in hard times. But it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you're with me. Who's the one with me? The one who conquered death. So that's why I don't have any fear. The one who overcame death. And then it ends with these words, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All the days of my life, that's now. We're all in all the days of my life, each one of us, because that's time. But then it says, but I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's eternity. So Psalm 23 covers time and eternity. After this life, there is no interim. We go from time into eternity. I think it's incredible. It's mind-boggling to think about, and you've all been at a deathbed, and where that person takes that final breath, and you look, and the chest doesn't move again. In that split second, they went from time into eternity. And each one of us will experience that. From time into eternity. And so, another psalm that really talks about this is that going from here to there is Psalm 121. And I'll just quote a few things out of that psalm, trust me. It's the one, you all know it. It starts with, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where's my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. But then at the end, it goes to, where does my help come from? And then it says, he watches over me. He protects me. He keeps me in his care. And then it closes with, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. The Lord will watch over our coming and going, both now. Now we're right back to where we were in Psalm 23. We are living in the now. Now is time. And then it says, and forevermore. That's eternity. Once again, that same promise that we are forever people. And so those are a couple of Old Testament examples, but Jesus often highlights this in the New Testament, his purpose and his mission. Jesus' purpose and mission was to give eternal life to us as children, and he wants us to celebrate that. It's like the greatest gift he could give to us. We should not be blasé about it. It's like, wow, this is really something. The gift that he has given us, it's a huge gift. And so you can look at John 10, 27 to 30 with me if you want. It's page 1528 in your pew Bible. But listen to this. Jesus speaking in John 10. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. And they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they'll never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Good Shepherd from Psalm 23 identifies himself as the one who is doing this teaching in John 10. I give them eternal life. They'll never perish. Once again, that underscores that we are forever people, forever people. And then I want to do one more passage. It's from the Maundy Thursday teachings of Jesus. You know, in John, you have those wonderful things. It starts with John 13, where the foot washing and a new command I give you. And there's a lot of teaching in John that's really rich. And then we get to John 17, that's the high priestly prayer. But I just want to read the first five verses. If you're looking along, it's page 1539 in your pew Bible. Jesus speaking. The first verse in John 17 says, after Jesus said this, and what had he just said? He had just told his disciples, he said, you know, they hated me, they're going to hate you too. Life is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. But then he says, hey, take heart. I have overcome the world. And that's what he's saying to us through all of this. Take heart. I've overcome the world. Hang on, let me hang on to you, and you will be secure in this. So John 17, verse 1. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life. See how often that comes up? This eternal life. To all those you have given him. Now, what is eternal life? This is eternal life. That they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Okay. There again, we're also reminded that Jesus and God themselves are outside of time. Because they're talking about like before the world began, like that was yesterday. No, that was thousands of years ago. But that doesn't affect the Father-Son relationship like it does ours, because they're outside of time. And when I say that, I don't even have any comprehension really of what eternity means. In my mind, I think of eternity like stretching on and on and on, but that's really not what it is. Eternity means it's the ever-present. Just like when God says, he is the I am, eternity is the ever-present. It's always now. That's as far as I can go. I don't know anything beyond that. And then I think, oh God, you are so amazing. So amazing how you do all of this. And so, as we read this, we come to where it says, what is eternal life and how do we get it? Knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That's why when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except by me, that's not small potatoes. That's what everything hinges on. Anything that does not align up with that is a false religion, is a lie, is not to be embraced in any way. And then, let me see, what we call death is really a promotion and a relocation. A promotion and a relocation. On the threshold of a new year, we admittedly don't know what the year holds, but we know the one who holds our days in his hands and makes these promises. May being forever people influence everything we say and do, how we live, how we discern things, how we make decisions, how we know truth from lies. That is why in the middle of turmoil and uncertainty in this world, Jesus gives us these words of assurance out of John 14, verse 27. Words to live by. He says, yeah, there's chaos in this world, I know that. But you're forever people, so I can say to you, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And don't be afraid. Dear congregation, nothing, Nothing can truly hurt us. We're forever people. Father, thank you so much for the promises that your word gives, that we are forever people because we belong to you. And that's why you came to earth, to reveal the Father to us, to die in our place, to impute your righteousness to us, and we get all the benefits. Forever people. One day we will see you face to face in all your glory. But eternity has already started for us now. Teach us how to celebrate that, even in the midst of a broken world and a chaotic world. Teach us how to know the one that we belong to in such a way that we live with that full assurance that you are the Lord over all. I praise you and I pray in Jesus' name, amen. We will worship this God by responding with number 690, He Leadeth Me. We'll stand to sing. You may be seated. At this time, the morning offering will be received. The deacons will wait upon you. And I just want to comment on your wonderful generosity to the Bible runners as a special offering, and then also to the Voice of the Martyrs and how people's lives are blessed through that. So on behalf of the deacons, thank you. Thank you. amazing, benevolent provider, God. Thank you for your rich provisions for us over and over again. You started off by singing, "Great is thy faithfulness, it never lingers." We thank you. Thank you, too, that you've allowed us to be stewards of all your abundance, and you give us the joy of giving. And on this first Sunday of 2026, may this have been a fun experience for us to give to you and your kingdom. Will you use these gifts in any way you see fit? And then, Father, through it, may others be blessed. May the givers also be blessed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 811, verse 1, "Another Year is Dawning." We'll sing that right after the benediction. Receive God's parting blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his countenance towards you and grant you his peace, both now and for all of eternity. Amen.
Brings to a close this week's broadcast from 8th Reformed Church in Wyoming, Michigan. We hope that you have received a rich blessing from this time spent around the Word of God. If you're not able to join us in person, we invite you to tune in to Jethro FM each Sunday morning at this time. You can also listen to a past service on our website at 8thchurch.org. That's 8thchurch.org. Until next Sunday at 9:30, it's our prayer that the Lord will watch over you and keep you in His care.